This is Horti News Radio, the news hub for international horticulture from Holland Horti Media. Visit us and listen on hortinewsradio.com.
This is Paprika, Horti News Radio from the IPM 2023 in Essen. I just walked into the stand of Koppert and in front of me is Roos van Velsen. Roos, please introduce yourself to the people listening.
Hello, my name is Roos van Velsen. I'm a consultant at Koppert and I work in ornamentals. So for especially potted plants and some cut flowers. And my role is to advise growers about biological crop protection.
Okay, so for in case people have not heard of Koppert, I cannot imagine, but if people don't know exactly why they should come to Koppert, please, why should they come to Koppert?
Yeah, we have a very nice stand here at IPM Essen, where we also show our new products. We have three new innovations, where we're very proud of.
And let's go to all three of them. Can you tell something about them?
Yes, for sure. We have Nasapar. It's a product against Nasara that is also named as the Southern Green Stink Bug. And it's a big problem in vegetables like eggplants and bell pepper. And we are very proud of this product because it's the first biological crop protection product against this pest.
Is this already used in a lot of companies?
Sorry, what was your question?
Is it already used in a lot of companies? Is it already being sold?
It's just introduced like a few days before. So the first sales we still have to do. But we know that a lot of customers want the product. And we also did trials with the product at customers. So in the coming weeks, there will be a lot of use of Nasapar. Yeah.
And nice. Then on to the next innovation. Innovation 2 that you brought showing here.
Yes, it's called Nutemia and it's a feeding product of the predatory mites. And it's a mix of Artemia, that's like little eggs, little orange eggs, with the feeder mite Carpoglyphus, maybe a difficult word. And we are also very proud of this product because it really boosts your populations of predatory mites.
So basically you can get more out of the predatory mites that you already have.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and then on to the last innovation that you're showing.
Last but not least is the Spidex Vital Plus, and it's a predatory mite Phytocilius. It's a predatory mite against spider mite, and we now will have it available in a sachet. So that's very rare to make that product in a sachet. We already have the product for more than 50 years, but this is the first time we could make it to put it in a sachet. So we are also very proud of this product.
And why wasn't it possible before? Like, what is so special about this?
Yeah, it's about the rearing. I cannot give a lot of details, but introduced a new rearing system, and now because of the new rearing system, it's possible to produce it in a sachet.
Okay, well, congratulations. And how are people responding so far on these new innovations?
They're very enthusiastic, and they're happy to see that there are new innovations because it's biological crop protection is becoming more difficult because less chemical options are available. So growers are really looking for new products to control their pests. So it's always good to see that we have new products in our portfolio.
Nice. And do you serve like all kinds of growers?
Yes, here we have seen a lot of growers. Personally, I am only in the ornamentals, but we have an ornamentals team and a vegetables team.
There's something for everyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and then let's look a little bit into the future. What can we expect from Koppert in 2023?
In 2023, there will be becoming more products, new products this year. I cannot give you details about that.
But still a secret.
Yes, exactly. Hang on to that. And we have a big R&D department, and they're working every day with a big team to create new products, and we do a lot of research. So we work hard to come with more solutions against pests.
Yeah, I understand that you have a big R&D development team, and that so many things are coming out. And most of the research is done in the Netherlands, or where?
Yes, we have different locations of R&D. The biggest one is in the Netherlands, in Berkel. We also have one in Spain, I think also in America. And maybe I forget a country, sorry for that. But we have a lot of R&D departments, and that really helps us, because if you can get information from different countries, you learn a lot. So we also discuss with consultants all over the world. We have subsidiaries in 30 countries, or more than 30. So if we have a problem here, we can reach out to them. So there's like knowledge from all over the world, what really helps with a better advice to the growers.
Nice. Okay, Roos van Velsen from Koppert, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. If people want to have more information about, for example, these new innovations, where can they find the information?
Yeah, they can always go to our website, or always contact me. If you go to our Dutch website, you can find all consultants, also me. Please feel free to reach out to me.
Okay, Roos, thank you so much, and I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the IPM, and also for 2023.
Thank you for the interview.